On this Labor Day, teachers and administrators at Seattle Public Schools are still negotiating a contract, which may end up delaying the first day of school, which is scheduled for Wednesday. Some members of the Seattle Education Association, the union, say they are voting to authorize a strike. Paraprofessional Cheryl Vaughn shared her story on social media.
I'm voting to strike because our special ed and our English language learners need more supports to make sure they're successful with their learning. I'm also voting to protect our personal leave. We can't be our best for students if we can't take time off when we need it.
Educators have until tomorrow morning to authorize a strike. Meanwhile, in Boston, down the street from our studios at WBUR, the Commonwealth Avenue Starbucks is entering day 50 of its strike, and employees are on the picket line this Labor Day. Barista Topaz Leo accuses Starbucks corporate of unfair labor practices.
They've been shutting down a lot of union stores and stores that have tried to unionize and firing workers for trying to unionize and taking away benefits from union stores, all of which is very illegal.
Leo says she hopes the company comes to the negotiating table soon. We reached out to Starbucks corporate for a comment. They're closed today. And we also contacted Seattle Public Schools and have not heard back.